Blog Talk Radio.
Fire for them. Fifth child, holla back, grit style. Feel nigga in a this bumba cloud now, man. We love.
I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fire, man, burning up your soul.
Fire.
When me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. Donovan, man, we come fi rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch a cracker dem fi stumble. Steel pon this set, watch a pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me king in the jungle. Big up ganja hustle up, me nice in the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers dem fi crumble. Man now we cool, so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal limp. Be trampled, bust enough shot from me big black rifle, me mash it up. Look at pussy boy, them still humble. Black power gangster, Babylon, we rumble. King with the crown and the crown, we no fumble. Stepping out the backers on the land, man, you stumble. Creeping out the dark, Philly pick gets a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas spot you. Me hot crew, come with maroon, now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, King be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black got to come through me, mash it up. King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set, now a man we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman dem a stole it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Little field nigga from an underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, more bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting for me people, I'm such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, more bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load.
I'm a 5-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Still nigga be the king, and the king be guarded, man. Sit my crown to the side, cause I reside in the ghetto, fam. Holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me, friend? Pissing out your mouth, clown. Snitching to the pigs again. Now run, go tell him I turn on the hell on the mind. And we coming for bum again. Blast you pigs, split you wigs with field nigga, that my friend. King saw me the black dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts and mathematics. Let's get free, cross this attic, justice, serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood, black power gangsters. Banging on you, pack the woods, man. Coming out of that, stop, drop and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes, and socks, your bowels lost control.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me up, we'll bring my fireman, burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me up, we'll bring my fireman. And burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and me such a heavy load. Look a field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring me fire, man. Burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and me such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, girl, for you, boy. Where you say? Eh? Nah, you nothing rude, boy. Where you say? Alright, get the word out your mouth. Fuck your mama, bum buck. Faggot motherfucker.
Threads of truth. Police, they be murdering people here.
Police murder
police,
people.
Murder people. Police, they be murdering people here.
Yeah, more murder, murder, more homicide. The war on the black and brown babies here is on the rise. Police kill a 12-year-old boy for playing outside. The body cam go cock killing a man for sitting in his ride. The DA says reports completely asinine. They don't relate that shit that they say to keep us pacified. The next day they kill another. They shot and burnt the body of Henry Glover. Next month my nigga they'll kill another. And we still don't see how we all need each other. What if that was your mother, dawg? What if that was your brother? Or what if that was your sister? How many of us got to die before it hits you? Guns to split you, dum-dums to rip you. They do you like Wendell Allen when they get you. A hood news exclusive. Cause you ain't never knew shit. And you ain't even do shit. Police are killing in front of your kids, that's the new shit.
Police murder people.
PMP.
Police, they be murdering people.
Police murder people.
Police murder people.
Rest the truth.
Police, they be murdering people here. Wendell Allen, yes, he was murdered. Justin Simmons, yes, he was murdered. Victor White, yes, he was murdered. Tamar Wright, yes, he was murdered. Aka Gurley, yeah, he was murdered. Yvette Smith, yes, he was murdered. Andy Lopez, yes, he was murdered. Kamani Grace, yes, he was murdered. Kendrick McDay, yes, he was murdered. Kenneth Harding, yes, he was murdered. Ayanna Jones, yes, he was murdered. Henry Glover, yes, he was murdered.
We light candles and burn sage. We give thanks and praise and honor in their name. We sing Yoruba hymns and dance like old slaves. We fast and we pray for 3 nights and 4 days. I spoke to Anthony Bias on one of those days. He said, I died playing football, it's no game. I even spoke to the spirit of Amari Graham. He said, whenever you on 228, go see my fam.
Police murder people.
PMP.
Police, they be murdering people.
Police murder people.
Police murder people.
Threads
of
truth.
They've been murdering people here.
They will kill you, man. They don't care if you go to work every day. They don't care if you pay your taxes, man. They will judge you and they will kill you. That's all y'all good cops. Y'all ain't good because y'all ain't letting all this shit happen. What's cracking?
Tudo, Luna, tudo, tudo, Nini, tudo, Larubá, tudo, Ifarolá, tuto ai bunguri, tuto echu, tuto ala wei kokoi papi. I bayen 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 tunu, ke tembele seni ono dumare. Bobo a wo I alocha wa alocha wa oricha, bobo bule mo alanya, bobo a pedevi, bobo mo kekeri, bobo a leyo keko wa ile.
Kemites also had this saying that if a reed is wrongly bent in a direction too far, it's got to be bent even further in the other direction in order for it to become straight. And we're still being bent. You know, we're still being bent. Which, of course, to me also brings to mind understanding that when you're dealing with menticide, when you're dealing with the rate of increase of insanity among African people, that number one, it's still moving at a very rapid pace, and it's picking up speed. That's because we are becoming further and further away. We are moving further and further away from our traditions. But if we talk about solutions, we have to understand that first we got to slow down that progress. Then we have to bring it to a halt. Then we've got to reverse it and push it back up that mountain, because it's like a snowball that's coming down this steep mountain. And before you stop that bad boy, you have to slow it up. And then once you get it started, you got to push it back up to where it came from. So we have an enormous amount of work. When I look at us and those of us who are doing that work, it's helpful to understand that the pockets that we are creating of African people are extremely strong pockets. They are extremely effective pockets. That's why they're attacked so much. If we were not a threat, then we wouldn't be attacked. These pockets are extremely powerful. They are extremely effective. They can produce world change, for us as a people. So we have to not be concerned about the size of these pockets, how many people are members of these pockets, how many families evolve, how many people we lose to this, how many times a divorce may occur here and there, because there's still a lot of insanity among us. We have to keep moving in a direction knowing that we are correct, knowing that we are moving in the right direction. We have to do that without fear, without doubt, with any of the rest of that stuff. We have to know that we are right. We have to, as I like to do, when I think about this, for me, I say, well, what would my ancestors say about this behavior? Is what I'm doing moving in the direction toward them, or as I believe is the 33rd principle of I, am I committing treason against my ancestors? And if I can add to the affirmative that this is a positive thing in that direction, no matter what's going on around me, no matter the chaos or the pain even within the African center community, then I know that I'm doing what I should be doing. And I can die, at least from this realm, saying that I knew that I did my work. We have to have that kind of determination. Children come first. Everything that we do should be for them. And if we know that this sexual insanity, sexual chaos, the rest of this sexual extremes that we're having to deal with is wrong, then we have to operate in the interest of our children, without question.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Black Survival General Civilization Class, broadcasting live every Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by the host and founder of Black Riders, National Minister of Defense of Black Riders Liberation Party, Minister King Samir Shabazz. It's your brother, Knowledge Born, standing in with Minister King Samir Shabazz. And phone number to call in, family, is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Because my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the summer and present to others the 5-star general of the Black Riders Liberation Party, General Taco Wolverine Shakur. Black Power. Thank you.
Black power, all power to the people. Can you hear me out there?
Black power, sir, be loud and clear.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Black power, all power to the people. Much respect goes out to you once again, now that you're born, giving us this platform to educate and liberate the minds of oppressed, to liberate the bodies of oppressed black people. We represent the Black Rada, which is the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. We stand and push lines because we recognize that the racist U.S. government is on a continual campaign of genocide against our oppressed black people. All the black riders on the line, much respect to all the oppressed black people that's listening in. Much respect goes out to our MOD, our Minister of Defense, Minister King Samir Shabazz, who is being held captive, captured as a political prisoner for banging on a beast and pushing this line against white supremacy. We say freedom or death. But it must be an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. We recognize what's going on in our community today, facing these brute beast police who gun us down in cold blood, facing these racist Trump supporters who want to hang nooses all around in different racist institutions to intimidate and terrorize our people. No longer will we accept a passive, turn the other cheek outlook. We must stand as oppressed black people and unite against the evil demons. Death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. This is what we pushing. This is why we banging on a beast, because we recognize the continual oppression that has been pushed on our people. Racist America is guilty of crimes against humanity, of crimes against our African strong people. For over 400 years, the demons have built this country up off the backs of our people, off the blood, the sweat, and the tears of oppressed black people. And we have only been rewarded with misery, only been rewarded with brutal suffering. We have been rewarded with the prison industrial complex and modern slavery today, being trapped in these ghettos, colonized with a white boot on our back. And for over 6,000 years, they have been attacking and waging war on the African continent and African people. Black people here, trapped in America, suffered and fought on every battlefield racist America had in the past. Black people have fought in the Civil War. Black people have fought in the so-called American Revolutionary War, only to be lied to and tricked with the promise of freedom, only once again to be rewarded with the upgraded slavery, upgraded oppression. We as a people died in World War I. We as a people died in World War II. We as a people have been put front line of the military industrial complex to go in foreign land and wage war on the front line as slave soldiers for the racist U.S. government. We have foolishly joined their military and launched wars on so-called people of color, melanated people all across the planet. We have foolishly joined their war only to be rewarded with hypocrisy instead of democracy. Reject joining the white man's military, and all those who are in it should defect and join the side of the black revolution. Similar to how OG Panther Geronimo Pratt did, bring them skills, steal them and bring them back to the black revolution. Why? Because we understand that as long as racist America exists, we will continually have a white boot of oppression on our back. We must no longer fight for the demons, and we must fight for our black community to achieve liberation and salvation for the black nation. We understand as a people the hideous racist U.S. government counterinsurgency plan thing produced COINTELPRO. The thing that produced counterintelligence program, which was a hideous program led by the racist FBI and the rest of the racist U.S. government. It started back in the 1930s against Marcus Garvey and the UNIA movement, and has continually moved on every true revolutionary organization our people had within the confines of racist America. Counterinsurgency. It is designed to wipe out and destroy the struggle of freedom-loving people anywhere on the planet. The evil demons in Britain created it in order to suppress their colonies. When uprisings took place, when resistance took place, the evil demons, knowing his time had come, tried to neutralize many, many national liberation movements, including the original Black Panther Party for Self-Defense that was created in 1956 by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale. 10-year-old path to destroy Black Riders, the new generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. So we must have a deep understanding of counterinsurgency. We must have a deep understanding of COINTELPRO. Some of the key characteristics of it. Let's go over them. They hit us with numerous tactics, vicious raids, violent raids, where they come up flimsy excuses to ramshack and raid with military assault rifles, offices of the Panthers, homes of Black Riders, in order to attempt to terrorize us out of struggle. But of course, they have failed at every turn. They will set us up with fake trumped up charges. Let's look at what happened to our Minister of Defense, King Samir, when he was a part of the NBPP, where an evil snitch infiltrator named Bilal Muhammad set him up. Now he's facing false, flimsy gun charges, held captive as a political prisoner. And we must, as a people, free him by any means necessary. Black Riders pushed a strong campaign to liberate King Samir by raising thousands of dollars of bail to liberate him the first time out of the hands of the evil, racist white man and his prison industrial complex. 2 years after the fact, they came up with new flimsy charges and recaptured him. And we, as a people, must move to liberate him once again. They will launch mass surveillance of our operations, wiretap, eavesdropping, tapping cell phones in order to gain information to neutralize our operations. This is the same thing they launched on the original Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Let's talk about the infiltrator. Let's talk about the agent provocateur. See, the infiltrator comes in, and his job is to gather information to the evil demon. But the agent provocateur job is slightly different. This dog job is to not only gather information, but to disrupt and sabotage operation. We must be constantly on watch. We must be constantly on guard for the agent provocateur. Some people, strong commitment, years of service for the revolution. But the evil demon will arrest them, charge them with fake charges, and attempt to flip them and to turn them against the liberation struggle. And they will become agent provocateurs to disrupt and sabotage for small change, to sell out their soul, to sell out their people. Look at some of the dogs, the infiltrators, the agent provocateurs of the past. Like the dog named Gene Roberts. Gene Roberts had infiltrated Malcolm X Circle, had infiltrated the Organization of African American Unity, had infiltrated the Muslim Mosque Incorporated, which Malcolm X set up, and became a bodyguard for Malcolm X. This dog was passing much information to the New York Pit Department, to the Fed and the CIA to destroy and assassinate Minister Malcolm X. This dog was on the stage. Gene Roberts, this dog was on the stage when Malcolm X was brutally assassinated in New York at the Audubon Ballroom. This dog supposedly attempted to give Malcolm X CPR right there on the stage when he was riddled with bullets, when all he was doing was really smothering Malcolm X. This dog named Gene Roberts murdered Malcolm X. And even after that, he went through the whole movement out in New York, the Black Movement. And when the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense created a chapter in New York in 1968, this dog infiltrated them too. This dog, Gene Roberts, was responsible for setting up Tupac Shakur, Mama, Afeni Shakur. This dog passed information and lies saying that the New York Panthers was attempting to blow up pig stations and bridges and shit. He popped up in court, pointing fingers at the Panther 21. 21 Panthers he set up. This is the dog, Gene Roberts. Let's talk about William O'Neill, this fake-ass coward. William O'Neill was a part of Fred Hampton's circle out in Chicago. When Fred Hampton created the Chicago chapter of the Black Panther Party, he was one of the first recruits. He infiltrated Fred Hampton's security circle. He was there the night Fred Hampton was brutally assassinated in his bed while he was still asleep. How was hardcore Fred Hampton still asleep while the pig came through the door shooting? And yet still his wife couldn't wake him up. It's because of this coward, snitch, traitor, William O'Neill, drugged Fred Hampton's Kool-Aid. He made the food that night. He was in the house, and he gave him sleeping pills and his Kool-Aid. So when Fred Hampton's wife tried to wake him up, he couldn't be woke up. So the Chicago pigs brutally gunned him down right there in his bed, shot his pregnant wife up. This is the truth of the infiltrator. This is the truth of the agent provocateur. We must be on constant watch in today's era in a new struggle for these type of coward, traitor dogs. It is all a part of counterinsurgency. It is all a part of a new cointel they want to use to continually wage a genocidal war against or oppressed black people. But let's not just look at our people's struggle here in America. Let's take it on a world scale. And you'll notice a continual history of counterinsurgency against freedom-loving people on the planet. Let's talk about Cuba, when Fidel Castro and Che Guevara was pushing the Cuban Revolution. You have the racist U.S. government backing and propping up the fascist dictator Batista, when the Cuban people were struggling to not be turned into a Las Vegas island controlled by the mafia, with prostitutes and whores run everywhere. Evil henchmen would reap the profit, passing it to the racist U.S. government. So Fidel Castro and Che Guevara kicked off a revolutionary armed struggle there. The racist U.S. government hit them with counterinsurgency, hit them with all types of tactics, even after they overthrew Batista. The Cuban exiles went to Florida, started working with the racist government and the CIA, and tried to wipe out and destroy the Cuban Revolution. And they were found guilty for sending in troops to overthrow foreign government. The white man has a continual history of throwing a rock and trying to hide his bloody evil hand. We must understand it as a part of a counterinsurgency plan for them to establish white supremacy global domination. They will continuously prop up evil dictators. And as soon as these evil dictators no longer have use, they discard them, like in Panama with Noriega. They wanted to take over the Panama Canal. They wanted to take over that region down there. So they just sent their troops, kidnapped Noriega, even though he was working for them, in order to take over the Panama Canal. This is imperialism, imperialistic wars of aggression for mass takeover. All apart, domination. They created a sixth school called the Schools of America. Yes, the racist U.S. government did this, established a school in Latin America in order to create a serious prong of counterinsurgency called the Death Squad. It was a Death Squad school. And the Death Squad was paramilitary from racist dictator governments all over the planet, where they trained the National Guard of these fascist dictators and taught them death squad tactics, primarily psychological operations against national liberation movement. So once these demons was trained and armed by the racist U.S. government, then they would be sent back into their respective colonies or neo-colonies to wage war on freedom-loving people, to wage war on revolutionaries all over the planet. Their job would be psychological operations and assassinations. This is part of counterinsurgency. This is part of the racist U.S. government's plan of being the number one counter-revolutionary center of white supremacy and capitalism. Their job is to be the pigs of the planet. Our job must be to deal with them and to finally establish revolution on the planet. We as a people trapped here in America are in a perfect position to deliver the blow that will end his reign of revolutionary and communalism on the planet. This is our job as Black Riders, as the new generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, to be the vanguard of the global revolution that's sweeping the planet. That's our job. That's what we ride for. We ride for the unborn. We rock for the living, and we rock for the dead. This is what we pushing. an eye for eye, a tooth for tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. Death to white supremacy, imperialism, and death to fascism. Black power, all power to the people. That's all I wanted to say.
Two-time general, General Taco, five-star general, taking all capitalists out, Taco Wolverine Shakur. I wanted to take a few moments to pay homage to our ancestor on his physical day today, Gabriel Prosser. He was born July 12th. 1775, and when we speak about rebellion, when we speak about insurrection, and when we speak about our ancestors who fought against this beast, just as you would see the new generation Black Panthers, Black Riders Liberation Party rebelling an uprising against this beast. Remember our ancestor today, Gabriel Prosser, of a ancestor rebellion in Richmond, Virginia in the 1800s. And just as the general spoke about agent and provocateurs, we see this year, 1800, and we're in 2017. And we're still dealing with the same type of agent activity and white empathy that exists in the minds of our people. Released from physical captivity, but victims and products of mental colonialism, just as our ancestors were 217 years ago. So Gabriel Prosser at the time of his insurrection was 24 years old, 6'2", literate blacksmith. So the sight of this African warrior put fear in the hearts of the plantation owners, put fear in the hearts of these demons. And they had rallied together and planned for several months to have this insurrection happen. August the 30th. 1800. However, earlier in the day, two race traders who wanted to protect their master betrayed the plot. The authorities, Governor James Monroe, alerted the militia, and 35 of our ancestors were captured and executed. But Prosser was able to escape to Norfolk, where he got with some other brothers and sisters, and some of our ancestors turned him in for a reward on September the 25th. Prosser was returned to Richmond and tried for his role in a border uprising. He was found guilty October the 6th, 1800, and was executed the next day. So we just have to look at the significance of infiltration and how infiltration has been plaguing us in the hells and smells of North America since our inception here. And we have in our midst today some race traders, some concession makers, some devil's advocates, some beast lovers who would use these same type of tactics as the general put out in regards to thwarting revolutionary progress, thwarting liberation progress. So when we honor our ancestors, we remember those among us and watch their characteristics and watch their behavior and watch their tactics, techniques, and procedures closely. And have some kind of safeguard in place in regards to people coming into our revolutionary circles, people coming into our vanguard parties. We heard the tactics of Gene Roberts. We heard the tactics of William O'Neill. And now in this virtual age, we have to beware of all kinds of attacks and all kinds of rabble rousers, all kinds of people who are purporting and proponents of division and proponents of white love and all of this other retarded shit that they got going on. Gotta be wise to this deception and know that these subtle tactics, this indifference that these demons are chiefs in, really use this type of psychological warfare to cause disruption and to cause destruction, and not, as the generals say, throw rocks and hide their hands so you can't find the blood on their hands. We'll be looking at one another and not go to the cause. These devil's advocates are the effect. The devil is the cause. So if we could take any kind of lesson from our ancestor, we could see that everybody who purports to be about liberation don't want to be free. Even all the way up to the time when it's time to get free, you got to be wary about some of these devil's advocates that are running around in the name of revolution, in the name of insurrection, in the name of liberation, and in the name of destruction to white tyranny and oppression, and the destruction of white people. They're one and the same. The deeds and the people are one and the same. The deeds and the behaviors of the people are one and the same. The speech and the action of these devils are one and the same. So we need to learn from that and say, is my speech and my ways and actions the same? This is wisdom. Wisdom is wise words, wise ways and actions. So if we say we are about the business of liberation, we will show and prove those things in our actions daily. Daily. Every day, one step closer. Every day, one step closer. And what we say and what we do. And what we say and what we do. What we profess with our tongue and what we do with our feet have to be congruent, have to be symmetrical, have to be in line, have to be in sync with one another. And we cannot allow these cowards, these chicken hearts, these bastards to infiltrate our organizations, our communities, our families, our people, and use devilishment and these tactics to divide our people and to thwart our ancestral revolutionary progress. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines again. Family, if you want to add on, the phone number to call in is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions and comments. I believe this is Staff Sergeant EJ.
Black Power, Power to the People. Can you hear me out there?
Black Power, so you're wrong.
Black Power family, Black Power, now is born. Much respect. Thank you for having this platform for us to be online, have this radio show to educate people's minds and give people food for thought throughout the day, throughout life. My name is Staff Sergeant EJ. I'm part of the Black Riders Liberation Party with the leadership of General Taco. Respect and salute to all listeners. Respect to, and salute to all comrades listening. And free all comrades, political prisoners, prisoners of war, locked down. You know, sky's the limit. You know, free all our comrades. And today, family, in 2017, talking about black survival and civilization, it's important for us to also talk about black families, you know, and the tactic that's been used in our people as far as the divide and conquer tactics to separate our families, to stop the cohesion and unification of the black man and black woman. And that's been a target and a key factor to our separation done to us during the Middle Passage and the transatlantic slave trade of the Maafa, African Holocaust, all the way back then when they was kidnapping us. They were also breaking up our families. Previous classes, we touched on the what happened when we were being snatched and the loyalty that we had towards each other and with each other to fight to the end all end, men and women. There's no separation. But because of that, dying unconditional love and dying loyalty that we showed towards each other back then was the reason why we were separated and beaten, raped, and stole our culture and identity. Because the devils, these demons, saw to it that if we kept fighting, that they couldn't win. There was a lot of resistance going on. 2017, we are breaking the falsehood of black unity. You know, that black unity doesn't exist. And for proper cohesion, family, you have to properly, properly make scientific analysis of our plight. So we got to pay attention for proper surgery. There's an indolent infection going on right now in 2017, which is the emasculation of the black man in America. Now, I'm going to get into what is an indolent infection, but first I'm going to get into what is emasculation. Because we're talking about black families today, family, our people. We got to talk about what happened to us, too, on the plantation. What happened to us over, well, what was happening to us right now for 400 years. And that is the breaking of the black man. And why is that very important? Because that is one of the foundations of having a nation. Now, there is an African proverb that says that a nation can rise no higher above this woman. True. And then there is also another proverb that says, you can judge the content or the character, you can judge the content of a nation by the character of this woman. And people say, how does this correlate to what I'm talking about for feminization in black men? Well, it has to do a lot. Because in the conscious community and also in the community now, we use these proverbs as a way to uplift and give much credit to our black women, which is very respectable and very honorable and admirable that we do that. But in regard, we tend to forget about black man's position. You know, if the... You could judge the content of a nation by the character of a woman, and therefore there has to be some kind of leadership, some kind of protection, some some kind of security and some kind of knowledge, some kind of structure that's being taken place for even that content or their character to show some kind of humility, just and peace. And right now in 2017 in America, this side of the hemisphere, right now we don't have none of that, family. And it's not because of each other or we have each other to blame. It's because of tactics used on us during the Middle Passage. And the tactics are being used on us now. And that's to break down the black man. That's to stop leadership, stop black male authority, and for that to be some way of fearful, you know. And a lot of this is adding on to a sister that Knowledge Born, you put on the radio, who said it was no place. No, it was never meant for black men to have any kind of position of power here in America. And thinking on that, it's like, damn, okay. That means that in anything we do, there's still things against us, even to our families, where there's a big epidemic as far as self-hatred, like interracial dating, the over-emotionalism that a lot of black men have gone through, homosexuality. A lot of these topics I'm touching on. And people say, okay, well, are they homophobic or anything like that? No. But we have to look at these psyches that we're dealing with as a people, as of the conditions that we went through on the plantation. And that's relevant because black people, when we got off the plantation, we didn't have anything else to understand or know or to identify with other than what we knew of on the plantation. No, and this comes from the breaking down of the infeminization and emasculation of black men. No, emasculation is, in the physical terms, the removal of the penis and the testicle. Okay, castration is one thing. Castration is when the testicles are cut off. And that's castration. But emasculation is when you rip the penis, you know, the phallus, the shaft, that's dissolved. So stop a person from repopulating, you know, and also to take away their manhood. Emasculation, in scientific terms, is the removal of male flower pollen producer to stop it from reappropriating. No, that's the scientific term. So it's nothing something